1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
What we'd like to do is get the opinions and the observations of our fighting men and women, our military, about the Olympics that are taking place. And we'll be concluding this weekend in Salt Lake City. R.C. Collins is a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy. I understand, R.C., that you and your fellow cadets, I guess about 30 of you, went out the other night and did something to honor America. Is that right?
That is correct, Mr. Henry. Myself and 30 other members of the junior cadet class at Bradley Military Academy went into, used our weekend liberty to go into Port Hueneme, California, and show our respect and show our love for our country.
What did you do? And Port Hueneme, for people who don't know, is up the coast. Is there not a construction brigade?
That is correct, sir. There is a naval construction brigade that's located there. Port Hueneme is also south of Point Magoo, which is where a naval air station is located.
So what did you guys do?
We went into two establishments, actually, two separate establishments. It is our belief that in order to show our love for our country, we need to endure some physical pain to show the physical pain that we'll eventually endure in honor of and in service to our country in faraway theaters of war if need be. So we had, at great personal expense, tattoos of the United States Marine Corps insignia across my chest. I've spent 3 years bench pressing 120 to 160 pounds, so I do have a pretty well-developed chest. And
so you have the U.S. United States Marine Corps insignia. Are you in the Marines?
Well, I will, you know, eventually I do.
No, but you're in a military academy. Are you in the Marines?
At this particular time, Mr. Henry, in the history of our country, I don't think it's important to establish, you know, whether I'm in the Marines or not. I attend a military academy, so it's pretty much the same thing.
All right, so you guys went and you had tattoos and endured, as you put it, endured the tattoos.
Well, I don't know if you've ever had a tattoo, but it is painful. I also had a tattoo, and I'm pretty proud to say this, and some of my fellow cadets are here. I had a tattoo of Osama bin Laden's head tattooed on my backside, and where his mouth is where my...
Where all the stuff comes out, huh?
Yes, sir, that's correct. And that is a very painful tattoo because of the skin, the thinness of the skin there. It was important for us at this time in the history of our country, and so we went into Port Hueneme and endured a significant pain for our country, but it's in service to our country.
So you guys went in and got tattoos of the USMC and Osama bin Laden's head on your rear end.
That is correct.
Now, you said that it was a disappointing day. Why is that?
Well, I think any day is disappointing, sir, when you sacrifice for your country as we did, you endure physical pain as we did, and then you come back to the barracks, you turn on your television set, and you see members of the United States Olympic team shedding tears on the award stand, crying and disgracing themselves. And we felt it, after going through what we had gone through, the least they could do was to show some courage. And it was severely lacking in what we saw.
Well, let me get this straight. You turned on the television. You guys went into Port Hueneme and got tattoos. Then you come back.
Well, we came back feeling pretty good about the fact that we had been able to survive a significant amount of pain. And it's the kind of pain that was just a, sort of a taste of the pain that we will be having to endure in service to our country in various theaters of war. Then I turned my TV set on, and I'm seeing members of the United States bobsled team, or I don't know which team it was, sniveling and whining on the award stand, crying while the United States anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, is being played, and these individuals are crying. I can tell you, sir, that I was so angered that I vomited because I wanted the experience out of my system. It was almost like a purging.
Do the other guys feel this way?
Yes, they do, sir, yes.
So you guys came back, flipped on the TV, and saw Americans crying. Don't you think it was a show of emotion?
Sir, we don't need a show of emotion. We don't need self-indulgent, weak shows of emotion while our fighting men and women are facing off Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and Afghanistan around the world. And I can tell you, we had gone into Port Hueneme I had the insignia of the United States Marine Corps tattooed across my chest. The very thin skin of my backside was emblazoned with the skull of Osama bin Laden with his eyes gouged out. That's right. Because that is...
That's some of the guys that are with you?
That is correct, sir. Because that's the pain I'm willing to endure for my country. And then I come back to the barracks, flip on the TV, and I see people crying and sniffling through the playing of the anthem. I wanted to puke my living guts up, and I did, sir.
You're interesting because one of the guys told me before we went on the Air Cadet that you were drinking Yukon Jack.
That is correct, and we'd snap,
marijuana, right?
Small amounts, yes, sir.
While you were getting tattooed.
That is correct. Right. And now we find that the United States Olympic team is crying like they're little tiny babies on the award stand while the most beautiful song in the world that I've ever heard, the Star Spangled Banner, is playing. The fact that I held my tears as the imprint of our nation was embedded into my skin, and I see these so-called ambassador athletes falling like babies who just got stuck with a safety pin from their diaper, I think they're a disgrace.
Are you? You're angry. Are the other cadets as angry?
We're all very angry. Yes. We're all very angry.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. R.C. Collins, a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy, a group of some 30 cadets went out and got the United States Marine Corps insignia tattooed on their chests and a variety of other tattoos. They endured what they said was pretty formidable pain in getting a tattoo, only to come back to the barracks, turn on the TV, and see American Winter Olympic athletes sniveling and crying.
Just like cowards, Mr. Henry.
Well, hold on for a minute, cadet. I mean, calling them cowards is pretty strong. They were crying because they were overcome with emotion.
Show your country and show other people around the world that American athletes are made of a little bit tougher timber than to suddenly emotionally break down when you see the flag, when you hear the Star Spangled Banner. I had gone through the living hell of having USMC and then Osama bin Laden's head tattooed on me. I didn't cry. Nobody else cried either. We didn't cry. I'm not some little baby and I don't need my mama. But these athletes on the stand, see, we're going to be out there fighting for the freedom of the United States Americans. And how am I going to feel when I'm putting it all on the line, as I did Saturday night, and then I see people crying?
Well, when you say putting it on the line...
We put it all on the line in Port Hueneme in three separate tattoo parlors, getting the United States Marine Corps insignia. A couple of guys got fairly detailed Harley-Davidson tattoos. And then I come back and I see, like, skaters and guys that sweep ice.
You mean the curling?
Yes, sir, the curling. And they're crying because they're so overcome with emotion. They make me want to puke. I think they're showing the weakness that the Al-Qaeda is looking for in our country. And what don't these athletes just draw? Why don't they just draw a diagram to blow us up? Because when you cry on the stand, you make me want to puke.
Guy, I want to ask you something here, R.C. When you cry on the athletes that were crying love their country.
I understand they love their country. I understand that they love their country. That's not what this is about. It's about showing a face of strength, not showing a face of weakness. Did I cry when I got a tattoo?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I can tell you that I didn't, neither did any of the other cadets, and that's what we're trying to say.
All right, you guys went out and got tattoos. You didn't cry.
Getting a tattoo is a... Let me just explain something to you, Mr. Henry. Getting a tattoo as involved as the United States Marine Corps insignia is a very, very painful experience. Having a tattoo on thin or tender skin, such as the skin on the underside of the arm or on the backside, is extremely painful. But I didn't cry one time, neither did none of the other guys. I know some of the guys in sophomore class, didn't I, right, Bob? But most of the junior cadets did not cry. I didn't cry one time. And I saw two guys cry last year when they got tattoos.
I got to tell you something, if I could.
Yes, sir?
I've heard about people get. I've got a tattoo.
Did you cry?
I did not cry.
Well, sir, United States Marine Corps could use you. But I didn't cry at all.
All right, so your point being that if you didn't cry getting a tattoo, then why are they crying on the stand?
Why are our athletes crying on the award stand? Yes, sir, and we're all in agreement with that.
All right, well, a group of cadets from Bradley Military Academy are on the line with us. That's R.C. Collins. They went to Port Hueneme over the week and got tattoos, and then they come back and see that the Olympic athletes are crying while the national anthem is being played. He says that that is a show of weakness. Why are they crying when he got a tattoo and he didn't cry once? 1-800-449-8686. Now, he did say that they were drinking Yukon Jack while they were getting the tattoos, so I don't know. Let me just say this to you guys, those of you who don't have tattoos. I have a tattoo. I don't recall it being all that painful, and I didn't cry when I got my tattoo. I don't know. Maybe tattoos now. I got mine like 30 years ago. Maybe now they're a little bit more painful. 1-800-449-8686. I know some of you out there, especially listeners to this show, more than a few of you have tattoos and could probably enlighten us as to how it feels. Now, let me just get R.C. back on the line. R.C., your tattoo is how old?
I got my tattoo on Tuesday night. I'm very proud to say that United States Marine Corps on my chest.
Okay, and it hurt?
Yeah, it hurt. It hurt a lot. But I didn't cry, and I gritted my teeth. They've got rubber handles on the chairs that you can hold on to if you want to scream out. They will give you a rubber mouthpiece to bite down on. But I won't disgrace my country and scream and cry.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry Show as we talk about getting tattoos in honor of our country and not crying while Olympic athletes do cry on the medal stand. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with members of the military. Actually, we have R.C. Collins, who's a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy. He and a group of cadets went and got tattoos Wednesday night and then came home and saw athletes crying on TV after winning the gold on the stand. And you know that they love their country, but you think it's a disgrace for them to cry on the stand.
Again, Mr. Henry, I just want to reiterate, my guys are hoo-ha guys. And we do not... We don't disgrace our country by crying. I didn't cry one time when I got a tattoo. And also, I think it bears mentioning, the tattoo that I got on my backside of Osama bin Laden's face with the eyes gouged out of the head is on my backside. I haven't sat down in 3 nights. I've had to sleep on my stomach. These are just little inconveniences, but they are indications of the kind of pain and the kind of torment that I'm willing to go through for my country. And I'm not going to cry like I need my mama on the stand while I'm getting no gold medal. And that's how we feel. I can't wait to get out in the theater of war.
All right, well, God bless you guys for your love of your country, but I don't think you should disrespect the athletes because they cry, you know, listening to the anthem.
Well, that's your opinion, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Joe on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, my name is Joe. I just want to say, have a comment about
this. Oh, Joe,
this.
I need to ask you to turn your radio down, if you wouldn't mind.
Sorry about that.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think it's very stupid what they're saying. I mean, just because they're in the so-called whatever cadet thing.
I'm in Bradley Military Academy.
Okay, sir. You know what? United States Navy. I have been in for 4 years. And what they are crying about
Semper
is not of being soft. It is of being proud. You know what it takes to go through being out everybody else in the world to be able to get the gold medal?
Well, I understand.
And I suffer.
I suffer.
I have to be away from my family for months at a time.
All they did was
go down
a hill.
You're in a stupid little academy. Yes, you may be hopefully one day become some officer, But still, you don't mean nothing. You got to depend on the enlisted like me that have to work for a living. We cry about something.
But
we
I
have
mean,
something to cry about because we fight.
Well, but see,
you're just standing in the back. You crying about a tattoo. Come on now. You're the one that made a stupid decision to get something on your butt. I mean, please. Well, how stupid can that be? Why would you want to get somebody like that on your butt?
We're showing our love of our country by showing Bin Laden with the eyes gouged out of the skull. And
if
the
you
US...
want to do something like that, you could have put on your chest or your arm, but your butt, come on. What do you expect to look at
you
your
know
butt
why?
Some other guy?
Well,
why would you want another guy looking at your butt?
Hey, man.
If you're a cadet, you're in the... You want to have this
Hoorah
Marine Corps tattoo on you?
Well,
you got to be more of a man to want to show a man your ass.
Hey, man, I don't want to show no guy my ass. What I'm saying is, when I take a dump, it looks like he's smoking a cigar.
Okay, man. I mean, we don't need to know the particulars.
That's how much I hate Osama bin Laden.
Okay, how old are you, sir?
What's that, sir?
How old are you?
Sir, I'm 16 years old. I'm a junior cadet.
You're 16 years old. You do not know what is going on in this world.
Sir.
You barely left your mama's tit about, what, maybe 2 years ago? I'm
sir,
a 21-year-old man.
I
know what goes on in this world. I know what has to be done. I am in the military. I know what it is to be on the defense. When this stuff
went
down,
hardcore?
Guess where I was at? I was on a security watch in Puerto Rico.
Are you hardcore?
I know how this stuff goes down. Yeah. I had to be there and make sure no one was trying to do a terrorist attack, especially since what happened to the coal. And what happened to our United States of America?
Well,
I do not think just because you are a cadet, 16 years old, never left home, never been away from home, doesn't know what the real world is like. You need to grow up, son. You know what?
Well, I can tell you this much. We're hardcore, and we're really the rock and roll.
Oh, you're hardcore, huh? You're only 16 years old. You don't know what hardcore is about.
Well, let me just say this, sir. I respect the United States Navy, but we went down and got a tattoo, and I didn't cry.
What is a tattoo? A tattoo is nothing.
Yeah, and they
nothing.
Cried. They cried when they got the gold medal.
You know how pain is whenever you're working,
sir,
and you break an arm,
sir,
you break fingers. A tattoo is nothing,
sir.
When
you know
start
what
breaking limbs, when you start hurting yourself because of your job, or you're losing sleep time just to make sure the rest of your people are okay, and nobody's going to attack you while you're on your
do
watch.
Do you rock and roll?
That is a sacrifice.
Do you?
Your sacrifice of a tattoo means nothing to the world. Anybody can go out and get a tattoo. Nobody's
okay.
going to have to cry
well,
to get
it's
a
harder,
tattoo.
It's harder to get a tattoo.
Just because they want a gold medal, that is a pride.
It's
that
harder to get a tattoo than it is to go down a hill on a bobsled.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I want
to
ask you. What'd you say, RC?
I said it's harder to endure the hell of a tattoo than to go down some hill on a sled. Yeah, sure. You go down a hill on a sled and then you cry about it? I went and got USMC tattooed across my pecs.
Tell me something.
And I'm benching 160 a day.
How much? Tell me something. Have you ever been able to beat one of the world's
best
athletes in the world?
Do you know what a
code
blue is?
Have you ever been able to beat one of the world's most best athletes in the world?
I'm hard.
You know
I'm with the Bradley military.
To you?
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you know what code blue is? Do you know code blue, yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, we're code blueing a guy right now, okay? Now check it out. Do you hear that, Mr. Henry?
What is that?
Those are members of our junior cadet class breaking wind. I mean, they're farting on a guy. This dude dishonored our class. He's having to sit in a room full of us while we cut some cheesy, cheesy farts.
Now this is just getting stupid.
How is that stupid?
But little kids thinking y'all are tough.
We're code blueing a guy.
Code blueing, whatever.
Hey, man.
Y'all are little kids.
How are we little kids?
You need to get your head.
Wait a minute, man.
Put someone Bin Laden's tattoo.
You call that a code blue farting on a guy?
He dishonored our class and he dishonored our unit. Yeah, take that, Bob. He's in pain.
Well, all right. He's in pain, and you were in pain when you got your tattoo. Joe, thanks so much.
Semper Fi, Joe.
Whatever.
Okay.
What does he mean by whatever? See, he don't have no respect for the uniform.
He's in the Navy, man. He's in the Navy. Navy guys don't go Semper Fi, okay?
Well, that's the guys that are the Marines are with.
The Marines and the Navy guys... Hold on for a minute. R.C. Collins with the junior class at Bradley Military Academy. He said he got a tattoo. That's more pain that he endured for his country than any guy crying on the stand during the Olympic gold medal. And they're code-blueing a guy by farting on him. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And we're talking with R.C. Collins. He's a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. R.C., you're talking about, you went out and got a tattoo the other night, which I appreciate.
Well, it wasn't just me getting the tattoo, sir. It was the entire junior class at Bradley Military Academy. And a lot of very... I mean, we're psycho. We're ready to rock and roll for our country, sir.
All right, I understand that, but you guys went out, got a tattoo, and you didn't cry.
Tattoos are pretty painful.
Well, can I just say I got a tattoo that I got 30 years ago.
Where'd you get it?
Where did I get it? I got it in Santa Barbara.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you cry, or did you...
No, I didn't cry. That's what I'm trying to say. I didn't cry when I got my tattoo.
Well, it can't be much of a tattoo. The good tattoos that say United States Marine Corps and Harley Davidson and things like that, they make you cry. But we didn't, and then we come home and turn the TV on, and we see Americans crying while they're playing the national anthem. Why are they feeling guilty about winning? You see, the reason why they cry is they wish Russia would have won, and they feel bad that Russia didn't win. That's the ultimate pussy move. And that's...
Just watch your language, if you wouldn't mind, son.
Huh?
Just watch your language, okay? The fact is, those people love their country. I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, I went through the hell of having a tattoo on me, and I drank Yukon Jack. It hurt.
Well, why are you crying now?
I'm not crying. I'm just remembering the pain.
All right, let's go to Mary. Mary, you're in the Marines, correct?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, Mary. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Semper Fi!
Well, until you know what Semper Fi means and you actually earn the title of Marine.
Well, but
no,
I got a tattoo.
No, well, you're a cadet. You're a cadet.
I got a tattoo.
You've not been through TBS. You've not been through OCS. You've not even been through basic recruit training.
Ma'am,
you are a cadet.
I've done push-ups and everything.
Push-ups? I do as many as you do. But my point being that so you have USMG
tattoos
across your chest.
Do you do push-ups?
I'm airborne, so yes, I do push-ups. I have to do airborne statistics.
Do you code, have you ever code blued a guy?
Do you know what code red is?
Well, code blue is when a guy messes up and you got to make him do stuff that he's supposed to do.
There is, that's called hazing.
Yeah, what is that farting on the guy, man?
No, that's code
called,
blue.
That's called
what
boys
what?
Trying to be men. Trying to be Marines until you've earned the title of Marine. Because you have USMC tattooed across your chest doesn't make you a Marine.
Well,
until
ma'am,
you've been through
well, ma'am,
until what, you've been through boot camp or you've been through OCS or you've been through TBS.
Cut it out, you guys. Ma'am, with all due respect, you're a female, and I do honor the females in our United States service, but when it comes time to rock and roll, they're going to send the boys up front.
Well, I'm glad that you're so narrow-minded that you think that.
Well, I mean, you
I'm
know...
I'm so glad that you're so narrow-minded that you have that mentality that you think that. It shows me where you stand.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay. What,
will you guys quit with the...
service? Before I... You know what? If I had you within 2 feet of me, I'd show you what a Marine was. It doesn't matter. It's not gender. Just because you have what you have and I have what I have doesn't make you any different. I do the same thing you do. I'm required to. The Marine Corps does not separate.
Well, ma'am, you know
gender.
As well as I do that when you squat over your husband's chest and...
Okay, that's enough of that. You know, do you understand that?
Why do you... Why
you're
does
speaking
the show
to
even
a...
bother with somebody like this?
Well, ma'am, you know that when...
You I'm scared that you might actually become a Marine.
Well... I'm a...
Look at kid.
What branch of service... Let me ask you this.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Cadet Wannabe Marine. What branch of service was the first female killed in combat during Enduring Freedom? What branch did she come from?
She was a secretary for the... she worked for the... She was a typist.
No, she wasn't a typist.
No, she was a Marine. She was a female Marine. She was a 2531, 0631.
See?
She was a radio operator on a C-130.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Mary. How do you get killed turning on a radio?
She wasn't doing her MOS. If you knew anything about what was going on, you'd know that.
You listen to this woman. She's listen to this Marine. She has experience. Okay, you're What is it with the farting, man, okay?
We're code blue in a guy.
Oh, you saw for a few good men on TV, and you think code blue is...
Just... It was actually code red in the movie if they had watched it.
Oh, I thought it was code blue. It's code,
no,
red.
Code
guys,
red, genius.
You guys, it's code red. Okay,
oh,
we got
genius.
It now. What?
Are you guys getting your jollies doing that?
We're just code red in the guy. Look, I know what AM and FM is, and anybody can be a radio operator.
It's a little more than that. It doesn't matter whether they won a medal. It doesn't matter whether they've gone into combat.
Do you have
People
a tattoo?
People show their pride differently. People show their pride differently.
Do you have a tattoo?
Yes, I have a tattoo.
You do?
Yes,
you
I
ought
do.
You ought to see the one I got of Bin Laden on my ass. His face lights up when I fart.
Oh, come on.
I attribute it to your maturity level. I really do. I can't even carry on a conversation.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
You can, absolutely.
And I don't mean no disrespect or nothing about this, ma'am. Do you like guys?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So
but
you,
I don't like boys.
You,
I don't like boys who don't understand, who don't have the mentality or concept.
Well, you
because
don't...
they go and tattoo USMC across their chest, they think they're a Marine. Until you've been through
the 54-hour
crucible, or until you've been through 12, almost 13 weeks of recruit training, or OCS, or TBS, the basic school, you have no idea.
I don't know what none of that is.
Well, why don't you ask her what
so
it is?
That tells me you're not a Marine.
So you're not
You want to be a Marine, but
so,
you're not a Marine.
All right, but you're not into female speed skaters. I just want to know.
No, I'm not. And it doesn't matter whether I am or I'm not.
Guys,
the fact of the matter being that I'm a Marine, I have a tattoo, and I cry every time they play I'm proud to be an American because you know what I am.
Could you tell me, is it USMC? Because I got US...
What?
When I got the tattoo, they put USCM.
What an idiot. You got USCM.
United States
Corps. You know what? He didn't get that, Mr. Henry. He didn't get that.
I thought it was United States Corps of Marines.
You're a moron.
Yeah, well.
You got USCM.
I wouldn't let anybody see that was a Marine. Because they'll beat you within an inch of your life.
Look, Mary.
Change it.
Mary, they tear you apart in combat because you'd cry like a little drowsy doll.
Well, you know what?
Hey, why don't you guys go into combat and fart the Al-Qaeda to death? Tell those guys to knock it off now!
Quit it,
you
guys.
We're out fighting the war, they're farting on each other.
Thank you for your call, Mary. 1-800...
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Go ahead, guys.
What?
Oops.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, if you haven't heard yet, the new Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2001 CD is available. This year's CD entitled Bring It can now be purchased right on our website. Just head on over to the philhendryshow.com website or call toll-free 1-877-616-7445 to order. This year's CD is filled with the great bits from the year 2001. Pastor William Renick's Werewolf, Don't Ever Say That Word, Mother's Day Lube, and others. And remember, all the proceeds from our CDs go to help the kind people at My Friend's Place, a wonderful charity set up to help troubled youth in Hollywood. For just $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling, you could enjoy some of the best stuff of the year 2001. What a great Valentine's Day gift for the Phil Hendry fan in your life. That's the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD 2001. Bring it. And I would like to say at this time that the preceding bit with R.C. Collins, that was me performing the voice of R.C. So that's what you'll hear on our CD, me doing different characters and then people calling in thinking that they're real. And I was just saying to the crew here, R.C. has been threatened with death now twice by female members of the United States Armed Forces. He has been on our program numerous times since his father and mother put him in Bradley Military Academy. And since he's been in the military academy, he's been threatened with violence by a female member of the United States Army, and most recently in this past half hour, by a female member of the United States Marine Corps. And he thinks he's psycho, hardcore, and a loyal American because he has Bin Laden's head tattooed on his rear end. And rather than saying, good for you, young man, you're going over to Afghanistan to fight the enemies of America, they want to kill him because he's a little turd. Well, that was fun. By the way, the United States is leading Russia 3-0 in Olympic hockey. And the reason why that's interesting is because that sets up the gold medal game between the U.S. and Canada. And that's going to be a far more interesting game than U.S. and Russia. Let's face it. I can't root against Russia. I'm rooting for Russia. But now that America is winning, okay, cool, go ahead and win, because then I can root against Canada. Because, I mean, I like Canada, but you got to admit, there's nothing sweeter than beating Canada's ass at hockey so that they can finally shut up about how they invented the sport. You did? Really? Well, then watch this. Wham! 4-0. Bye. Now we don't have to hear about you guys inventing hockey anymore. We win. You know, if you're running around the world telling everybody what a superior society you have, which we are doing, and rightfully so, you might as well go ahead and spank them at their national game, too. So it's 3-0 U.S. over Russia in hockey as we speak. 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Hendry Show here. So what else is going on, man? I've come to the end of the week. Last night I didn't get a wink of sleep, and I don't know what the problem was. I was drinking this prescription cough medicine that the doctor gave me, and it's got a mixture of codeine and cocaine, and it's got all kinds of marvelous, like crank. I felt great, but I couldn't sleep. Then I had to get up early this morning and go out and have breakfast with a major, major, major player in Hollywood, and we had donuts. So that was great. And then I came directly over here to work and sat down and just churning it out, man. And my agent is coming over tonight for dinner, and naturally we're cooking him dinner and feeding him. He isn't picking up the tab. So that's really great. And it was nice going over to meet this major, major, major director, because he was dressed like a slob just like me. I don't get dressed up for these meetings too much because I don't have any kind of a wardrobe, but I figured, well, this is going to be cool. I'll go over and I'll just dress in one of my Hawaiian shirts and my jeans and go over and meet this director. And sure enough, he was dressed in a T-shirt and jeans, too. This is a T-shirt and jean kind of a generation, isn't it? I mean, the days of people putting on ties and hats, long gone. Look at this. Craig comes to work in a T-shirt and a pair of jeans. You're in shorts.
No,
you're not in shorts?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know that my kids are going to school in shorts and it's February? One of the kids goes to school in shorts because and here's his reasoning for going to school in shorts. He doesn't look good in pants. Shorts in February. This is a beautiful, beautiful country that we live in. And I'm coming to work in a loud purple and white Hawaiian shirt with jeans, some stupid petroleum-based shoes, and a tattoo of Bin Laden's head on my ass. What a great country. And I went over for a serious breakfast meeting with one of the biggest directors in Hollywood today, and he's in a T-shirt and jeans and bare feet. He came walking in. He got out of his Rolls Royce in bare feet this morning. Just walked right in, kind of that dirty, crusty sole, you know, that dirt you get on the sole of your feet. He's just padding in his bare feet. First time I ever interviewed for a job in this business, I was wearing sandals and a loincloth. I only had on a jock strap. I had a jock strap and sandals, and that was it. The guy said, you're hired. And I said, well, thank you. Because you don't have to get dressed up. I wanted a gig in a profession where I didn't have to get dressed up, and I chose radio. I also wanted a gig in a profession where I didn't have to be good-looking, and I chose radio. And now I see a lot of guys in radio, they're doing the whole... They're spiking their hair, they're shoe shining, they're really getting the TV image going. And it's kind of sad to see. You know, I really wish that this business, that there was a law against people in radio publishing pictures of themselves, because I've never been more disappointed in my life than seeing the faces of some of these people that are on the radio. And I'm sure that, you know, you agree. Probably the first time you saw Mike Kisser, you couldn't believe it, right? who wants to look at these guys that are, and women too? I mean, with all due respect, ladies. But no, we got to sit down and pose for these photos. I got a publicity photo right now that is the dumbest looking thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm in a suit coat, and I look like a State Farm insurance agent. Hi, I'm Phil. Do you need insurance on your garage? That's what I look like. I've never taken a good picture in my life, but this is the publicity photo that I got floating around out there. I got this Fred McMurray pose, this kind of half smile, and I look like I ought to be on a piano in one of those little 8x10 frames sitting on someone's piano. Oh, well, anyway. But I'm one of those guys, I don't take a good picture. I'm a, you know, my wife, great pictures. Me, forget it. And if you don't believe me, just go to our website, philhenryshow.com. Take a look at some of those pictures. I got pictures of myself in our scrapbook that go back to when I was 5 years old all the way on up to the present day. Some of them are okay. Some of them are really, really scary. Speaking of our website, I need to let you know that our Guess the Celebrity Ass poll for this week is closed. And we can now tell you whose celebrity ass it was. As you know, on Guess the Celebrity Ass, you log onto our website, you take a look at the ass that we have there in the photograph, and then you guess whose ass is it anyway. Who were the women that you could vote for this week? Well, they were Sarah Michelle Gellar, or was it Jennifer Love Hewitt's ass, or was it Jenny McCarthy's ass, was it Heather Graham's, or was it Charisma Carpenter's ass? And by a vote of 27%, you voted it was Heather Graham's ass. Well, you're wrong, guys. It was Charisma Carpenter, so you're wrong, and that means our listeners are now 1-1 in their ass-guessing skills. Last week, they correctly identified Selma Hayek's ass. This week, though, they blew it. They thought it was Heather Graham, and in point of fact, it was Charisma Carpenter. So Heather Graham with 27% of the vote. Charisma Carpenter, though, had 25% of the vote. Jenny McCarthy with 22%, Jennifer Love Hewitt with 17%, and finally, Sarah Michelle Gellar, there was no way anybody was buying it. It was her ass, 9%. Stay tuned. Next week, we'll post another celebrity ass, guess whose ass it is, and win valuable cash and prizes not. And don't forget to visit our website, philhenryshow.com. All of our audio, whether it's archived audio, whether it is the 30-day archives, and I have to explain to you what 30-day archive means. It means shows that are the last 30 days of shows. You can listen to any of those. You can listen to our show today, on demand, anytime today. You can listen to our audio archive. You can hear our different and sundry long-form and short-form bits. You can watch our webcast archive. All of that is available with a Backstage Pass for only $6.95 a month. So become a Backstage Pass member of the Phil Hendry website. Listen to all of our archived audio and all of the other things that we got coming up for you in the days, the weeks, and the months, and the years ahead. By the way, we're getting very, very close to providing some merchandise for you, different things. I don't want to give you any clues. I don't want to drop any hints, but does shot glass ring a bell? No, I'm kidding. I don't know. It ain't going to be a shot glass. It'll be some cool stuff. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.